The Galaxy Chromebook Go and Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Wall Street markets have experienced sharp drops after Donald Trump announced global tariffs on US imports. By the end of trading, both the Nasdaq and Dow Jones had seen their worst one-day loss for 5 years. Andrew Feinberg, White House correspondent for The Independent, told us the impact in the States has been disastrous.
This is the worst day that our stock markets have had since March 2020, when everything started to shut down and investors realized that the COVID-19 pandemic was going to be quite a serious thing. The stock market has recovered since then until Donald Trump's tariffs hit home and investors realized that this is happening and it's not good.
A 13-year-old girl died in a fire in Merseyside. Police were called to a house in Prescott, east of Liverpool, on Wednesday night. A man, woman and five children got out of the terraced property unharmed. MPs say measures introduced by the previous government last year to boost access to NHS dentists in England appear to have resulted in worsening the picture. The Public Accounts Committee says the rollout of gold and hello bonuses has appointed fewer than 20% of the expected 240 dentists. Ministers say they've delivered 700,000 extra urgent appointments since February. Chelsea have beaten London rivals Tottenham 1-0 at Stamford Bridge to go back up to fourth in the Premier League. Spurs remain down in 14th place. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
It is Friday. Shall we have some early breakfast to get things going? I should Coco. Lucy Coward here. All right then.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Pablo González in charge of the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra as they played the carry-on from Bizet's La Lesienne Suite No. 1 and Sunrise from Richard Strauss's Also Sprach der Arthastra was brought to us before that by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra under George Schulte. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day for lots of us today, isn't it? Don't forget the sunscreen. You can be caught out on days like this. But between now and official sunrise at 6:29... precisely this morning, we've got an early breakfast to enjoy. A warm-up for the warmth, if you like, so welcome. Lucy Coward with you on Classic FM, April the 4th. Oh, and it's Friday. I think that deserves something big, huge, as Vivian said in Pretty Woman. So what about one of the greatest stories in the world? Settle in then, as the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra brings us Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet, performed by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, as I say, conducted by Semyon Bishkov.
Thank you.
just brilliant. Romeo and Juliet by Tchaikovsky. Semyon Bishkov conducted the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. Hello, it's Lucy Coward with your early breakfast on Classic FM. Welcome. And from a tragic two to news of a Fab Four. You may have read or seen this week that a quartet of films about the Beatles is going to be made, with each movie focusing on a different band member. Their films will all be released in 2028, I think. I also saw that just last week, the last piano ever used by John Lennon was played again for the first time in 30 years by the winner of the series The Piano, Brad Keller, having sat on display at the Beatles Historie in Liverpool's Albert Dock since 2015. Well, I am curious to see how those films evolve, so I thought that for today's Moments of Piano Peace, we'd hear music from a man who caused as much mayhem in his day as the Beatles. Before Beatlemania, there was Listomania. So enjoy this work of his performed by Sophie Pacini. Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Vasily Petrenko directing the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra as they played Elgar's Chanson de Matin No. 2. And before that, our moment of piano piece here on Early Breakfast on Classic FM was played by Sophie Puccini, and it was Liszt's Liebestraum, Dream of Love No. 3. And still to come before 5, we salute the armed man, and I'll tell you all about an Easter arrival that we're very pleased about here at Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and Which? Recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to Gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you, but we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
The Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra presents Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition in Poole and Exeter this April. Visit bsolive.com.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Doreen Carwithin's Suffolk Suite from it, The Prelude, saw Richard Hickox direct the London Symphony Orchestra. And before that, Carl Jenkins had the baton in hand as the London Philharmonic Orchestra, the National Youth Choir of Great Britain, and Guy Johnson performed the Benedictus from Carl's own composition, The Armed Man. Now, we have some exciting plans for Easter. The trailblazing classical music superstar Anna Lapwood is joining Classic FM. She is going to be hosting a special series celebrating the Royal Albert Hall, the history, the musical moments, some incredible stories. It's the same weekend that we're counting down the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025, a new chart of the greatest classical music chosen by your votes. Anna Lapwood and the new Classic FM Hall of Fame, some wonderful music ahead this Easter on Classic FM.
Thank you.
The second movement of Joseph Haydn's Clock Symphony No. 101, Charles Mackeras on the podium for the Orchestra of St. Luke's. And we're just about right on time for the latest news, which is next on Classic FM. Then, as we heard Tchaikovsky's magnificent Romeo and Juliet earlier, we'll hear a song about another character who was based on Juliet and another American beauty.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Oh, I haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need always discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, the UK is braced for more markets turmoil later as the government considers its response to Donald Trump's tariffs. Stocks around the world have continued to see sharp falls following the president's announcement. Ministers are keeping all options open, including the possibility of retaliatory levies on American goods like bourbon whiskey, motorcycles and guitars. The former business secretary, Sir Vince Cable, says he can't see any logic in the US tariffs.
Even if we think that the United States has in some context had difficult trade relations with other countries, China's the obvious one, this is not primarily directed at China, it's primarily directed at America's own allies. It's going to inflict great damage on the United States for, you know, very questionable gain.
A 13-year-old girl has died in a house fire near Liverpool. It broke out in the home in the Prescott area on Wednesday evening. An investigation into the cause is ongoing. MPs are warning measures aimed at improving access to NHS dentists appear to have resulted in worsening the picture. The Public Accounts Committee says the Dental Recovery Plan, introduced in England last March, has resulted in 3% fewer patients being seen. The government says it's fixing the sector through its plan for change. South Korea's Constitutional Court has voted to uphold the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol. The decision, following his short-lived attempt to declare martial law in December, means a national election must be held within 2 months to find a new leader. It could be the UK's warmest day of the year so far. Temperatures are set to reach the early 20s in parts of central England. Firefighters have been tackling